الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله All praise undoubtedly is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our most generous, most benevolent, most kind, most forgiving Lord And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his righteous and noble and purified family members and upon the Sahaba ikram and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters and youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah azza wa jal shower upon you all on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance become a means for our purification, for our guidance, and for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began a very important discussion on purifying our hearts in preparation for the arrival and the month of Ramadan. And that purification begins here. At-taqwa ha-huna, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam directed towards the heart. And until our hearts are not pure, until our hearts are not cleansed of the rancor, the malice, the hatred, the animosity towards others, then up until then the mercy of Allah azza wa jal will not infiltrate into our hearts. It will not infuse within our minds and our body, or it permeate throughout our bodies, and therefore we must prepare for Ramadan by establishing taqwa in our hearts and also in our actions. Carrying on from this today Jumu'ah, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will also talk about the preparation of Ramadan and how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remind the Sahaba, his companions, before the advent, before the arrival of Ramadan. And as you know, today is the 27th of Sha'ban. And therefore we are all on the precipice, the edge of just about entering into the beautiful, the sacred, the noble and blessed month of Ramadan. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to his Sahaba, to his beloved companions, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ That this beautiful month of Ramadan is right before you. It's before our hands, before our feet, before us on the precipice. And it is no ordinary month, but rather it is an extraordinary month given to us, bestowed upon us by Allah Azza wa Jal. For there are only 2 months specifically mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly by name in the Quran. One is the Shahr Ramadan and the other one is Zulhijjah. These two are the most sacred months and most extraordinary months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. And shahrun mubarak, full of barakah, full of khair in the time, in the sleep, in the days, in the nights. Every single moment is a blessed moment for us all. Why do I say that? Because in other ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that if you were to miss a day of Ramadan, and naturally if you miss it for a valid reason, you have to do qada, which means you have to make it up after the month of Ramadan. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and says that even though you do qada and your debt will be fulfilled to Allah Azza wa Jal, nevertheless, even if you were to fast for the entirety of your remaining of your life, you would still not receive the same barakah as you would have done had you fasted in the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, as the month of Ramadan comes, people call, some for valid reasons and some for invalid reasons, and they try to find loopholes and excuses to say, oh, this is happening to me and that's happening to me, I have an exam, I have a meeting, I have to do this, I have to do that. Can I omit Ramadan? Can I omit a day of fasting? If you have a valid legal shari'i reason, then perhaps you can. But remember the verse of the Quran when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And that if you were to still fast, it would be far better for you and far greater for you to fast in spite of all of your difficulties. Yes, if a mother is breastfeeding, yes, if a mother is pregnant, she may not fast. But that's not a default. First, she must try. Change her diet, change her routine, and take out and have extra supplements, etc., and see if it is possible for her. It is better for her to fast even in that state rather than default. Just say, oh, I'm not going to even try. I'm just going to take the dispensation, the ruqsa, and then I'll fast later. No, we must all try to the best of our abilities, because believe me, brothers and sisters, every single moment in the month of Ramadan, in the days and nights of Ramadan, are priceless, are unparalleled. And even as I mentioned, that if you were to fast for the remainder of your life, you would still not receive the same reward for fasting during the days and nights of Ramadan. Ramadan, which has a night, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. But then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continues with this particular hadith, and he states something which is extremely alarming and something that should really make us, our ears stand up and for us to focus and grab our attention. مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. That whosoever is deprived in the month of Ramadan, then he is deprived of all khair, absolute khair, khair in its entirety. He has been deprived of that khair if you are unable to seek the blessings and the rewards from the month of Ramadan. And nobody is deprived except for that person who is a loser. Imagine you have your parents, and for those who do have our parents still, and imagine you have all of these opportunities for you to get to Jannah, for you to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, but in spite of that, you become mahroom, you are unable to achieve those blessings. So this month of Ramadan is an extremely important month of Ramadan, and we must maximize our efforts and our deeds. We must distinguish ourselves from the previous Ramadan to this Ramadan. So it is an amazing, magnificent, and epic event that is taking place in each and every one of our lives. An unparalleled and unmatched month with unlimited amount of rewards. For Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that for every action that you do, you will have a reward. Illa siyam, except for siyam. Why? Because you're doing it for me, and therefore your ma'amala is between me and you. The way you do it, how sincerely you do it, how much you sacrifice in the efforts that you put in, it's between me and you. There is no minimum and there is no maximum. It's between me and you. So this is an open access, open and equal opportunity for every single one of us who are present, and an equal opportunity for the men and the women for us to seek these great blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. But أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It is a limited time offer. It has a beginning time and it has an end. It has a stopwatch. And once you miss it, you miss it. That's it. Once it's gone, it's gone, as they say, in the shops as well. So ask yourself this question: are you truly prepared for the month of Ramadan? That doesn't mean you've given a list to your wife and say, I want this, 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 I want the samosa, I want the pakoda, I want the handia, I want the kebab, I want all of these things. No, that's not being prepared for Ramadan. And if the reality is, that's actually zulm upon your wife. Do you know why? Because Ramadan was not sent for the men. Ramadan was sent for every single Muslim and Muslima. Every single person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore it is not a default duty of your wife or your sister or your mother to be slaving on the cooker for hours on end. No, she has every right to maximize every minute and hour in the worship and remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla. Not just you, for you to sit down and chill out and relax and just do Allah la la on your hands and that's it. No, it is an opportunity for her as much as you. So if she is doing some cooking, you should be doing the cutting. If she is doing the preparation, you should be going and doing the buying and the purchasing. You should both do it together, and you should minimize the food, not maximize the food. Why? Because you're not here to maximize the food in Ramadan. You're here to maximize your spiritual nourishment in the month of Ramadan. You and your wife, you and your children. Not just you as a male. So Ramadan is something that we all need to prepare for. And it begins with the heart. It begins with the mind. We always prepare for our holidays, for our trips. We prepare for our careers, for our interviews and our jobs and so many other opportunities. How many of us have started to spring clean our heart, to purify our heart and our intentions? How many of us, just from the last Jumu'ah, as I discussed, have texted and called those people that you no longer see eye to eye with, but in spite of that, you do not want your rewards to be left hanging, so you have taken that step and initiative, and you text them and you said, forgive me, and forgive whatever happened, and let's move on, let it go. How many of us have done that? How many Ramadans have come and gone in our lives, but we're still stuck? Our sui, as they say, our needle is still stuck in the same position. We have to change. This preparation has to begin from within, within our hearts and our mind, within our homes. How much planning have we done to say, this is my timeline with my children at school for the next 2 weeks. This is my plan for the 2 weeks that our children will be at home. This is my plan for me to maximize my suhoor or my iftar or my maghrib or isha, or to pray or to be at work, and how I'm going to plan my journey accordingly to maximize every single moment, because Ramadan is, believe me, a competition. It's not just between you and me, it's between every single Muslim here in the world. 1.9 billion Muslims are all in this competition. Every male and female, every young and old and strong and weak, we are in the biggest competition on earth, and we are trying to achieve the maximum rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah azza wa jal himself mentioned, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. Listen to that. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. That race, compete, run towards the forgiveness from your Lord. Run towards a garden whose width is like the width of the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who... prepared for whom? For me and you. For the true believers, for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. This is the bounty, the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal, which He grants to whomever He wills, the possessor of great bounty. How many of us will just be in our homes and Ramadan will come and go? How many of us will just give, you know, half-hearted attempt in the month of Ramadan? Yes, let's just fast. Fasting is not just of the stomach. It's not just of thirst. Fasting is of the heart. It's of your actions and your a'mal. Fasting is so much more spiritual and meaningful. So we all need to be in this race. We need to be ready when they say, get ready, set and go. As soon as we see the new crescent moon, we should be already prepped and warmed and be ready to run in this marathon of a race to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But believe me, most of us, when the Ramadan will come, will be like slouches, sloths. Very slowly coming, and the first 5 to 10 days is very, very difficult. But had you prepared in Rajab, and had you prepared in the month of Sha'ban, the way the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam would fast far more than any other month, in the month of Sha'ban, you mentally, physically, spiritually, intellectually, in every single capacity, would be ready for the month of Ramadan, and you'd be reaping its rewards. Not crawling out of your beds, you'd be racing towards the masajid, you'd be racing towards the Qur'an, you'd be taking from the fruits of the Qur'an. So this is why we need to truly wake up and realize that the beckon is already there, the Ramadan is already there, right around the corners. If you look at so many other events throughout the world, companies, organizers, events, they spend millions and billions upon advertisement, upon getting ambassadors, upon leafleting and so many other things to get people to come to their event. To say, look, come here, this is the place you need to be at this location, at this time, and this is what you need to do to achieve X, Y, and Z. And they give so many incentives. But how much incentive do we give to our children, to our own family members and to our friends and our community members? How much preparation do we do before an event? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us these beautiful incentives in the Qur'an. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. He begins it with Ya, and Ya is a nida for those people that you love, those people that are dear to you, those people that you are concerned for their well-being, for their success. You say to them, come here. Ey meri beti, come here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned for us and says, oh my believers, fasting has been prescribed for you just as it was prescribed for those people before you. I love them, but I love you more. Why? Because you have the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know that your lives throughout the year are not necessarily God-centric. Our lives, they fluctuate throughout the year. We do things that are not necessarily in line with the Sharia and with the Sunnah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I want you to realign your hearts and achieve that taqwa and re-centralize me in your heart and in your life. Because in the month of Ramadan, that same water that we normally drink throughout the day, we say no to that water. We say no to that food. That coffee that we're addicted to, we say no to that coffee. We realign our hearts and our actions and say no to that, and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what taqwa means. To become God mindful, to be God conscientious, to be God centered. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. But then He also knows us and our fitrah. So He says, don't worry, it's not for 6 months. Not for 9 months. Ayyamam ma'adudat. Limited days. Don't worry, I won't overburden you, put you beyond your capacity. But it's still better for you. Wa antasumu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'alamun. Even though you may be traveling. Traveling nowadays is very much easier than it used to be. Even though you may be traveling, even though you may have exams and other things, still fast, for it is far better for you in every single way. Things that you can imagine and things that you cannot imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say that شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. And the verse continues. So this is the month of the Qur'an. The month where the Qur'an was revealed. The month of guidance. The month of clear proofs. The month of Furqan, of distinguishing between who you are and what you need to be, between the reality of the dunya and the reality and the beauty of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. He doesn't want hardship for you, He doesn't want difficulty for you. He wants you, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. First is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and then لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. These things are very important for us to reflect upon in terms of what is the quality, the mi'yar and the standard of your taqwa. If you can't measure your own taqwa, then how can you ever improve of anything? And this is the month of increasing our taqwa, increasing our standards. This is the month of increasing our shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything ala ma hadakum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us in this beautiful month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan, for most of us, will be probably the month of siyam, the month of fasting. But it is also the month of the Qur'an. It is the month of qiyam in Salatul Taraweeh and Qiyamul Layl. It is the month where the gates of heaven are flung wide open by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the doors and the gates of hell are sealed shut. So this is something that we need to really reflect upon. But this is not just something that in our mind, something that we imagine. This is a physical and a cosmological change in the entire universe, where the gates of heaven are being opened up by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the gates of hell are being shut and sealed by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nida is there that come, enter, and you can enter. But those people who become mahroom in the month of Ramadan, they only deprive themselves from all of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, on the next Jum'ah we will continue with this discussion on the beautiful month of Ramadan, the month of Siyam, Qur'an and Qiyam, and also inshaAllah the month of Ameen. And inshaAllah we'll discuss what Ameen is in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam.